Practice Exam, Part 1.
The best conference venue, I think, is a hotel that provides everything. Accommodation, facilities, the meals, and so on. From a networking point of view, it's a lot more convenient if everyone is staying at the same hotel. So the first thing I do when I arrive is check in at the reception desk, a fairly logical step for anyone staying at a hotel. But if you're attending a conference, you need to pick up information from the moment you walk in. Often the receptionist will give me a visitor's pack, which contains basic information such as a map of the hotel and the conference area. As soon as I've checked in, I go straight to my room, as this will be my base during my stay. Before I unpack, I always have a good look at the room to check that it has the facilities I need. Wi-Fi connectivity is a must. For example, because I need internet access in my room. If it doesn't have it, I ask to change the room. It's also important that there's a safe for valuables, money, passport, and other documents. There's usually a TV and a minibar, but I'm usually too tired for television after a hard day of conferencing. Also, my expense account doesn't cover drinks for the minibar. After I've unpacked, I might go and look for the conference organizer. Even if I've received the program in advance, there may be some further information that I can get by talking to the organizer and making myself known. The program is important because it tells you who the key speakers are and anyone else who may be of interest. I usually attend conferences as a delegate, but even if I'm giving a talk or holding a workshop, it's useful to attend as many other sessions as you can. Some are a waste of time, of course, so I avoid those. Sometimes there are pre-conference events, such as roundtable discussions. They also offer good networking opportunities. I like to arrive early if I can so that I have time to look around. As well as the conference rooms, I like to check the other places where people meet informally, such as bars and restaurants, lounge areas, and corridors. There may be a gym or a spa, but these aren't ideal places for networking. A room with internet access and office services is much more interesting, because this is where business people gather. As I said, bars are good, and of course, there are usually organized events to get people mingling, such as cocktail receptions. If there are going to be stands or exhibitions at the conference, these will be set up in advance, so they are worth visiting early.